The morning that I meet Jen and Todd Nagel, we have no clue that the day is going to end with Todd being rushed off to the doctors with severe chest pains. He seems completely fine when we sit down at a diner in Carlton.
Hi, I'm Todd. I'm a delivery driver for a local pizza place.
Hi, my name is Jen, and I am a laid-off teacher.
Both Jen and Todd have college degrees. Jen is substitute teaching whenever she can, and when she can't...
And I've worked at a gas station. Midnights. We've cleaned AT&T stores overnight. I've pushed a broom at construction sites. I have my own small business. Sewing.
Still, when you add up all of their income from last year, it's not much.
I think it was close to $13,000 after taxes.
What's the healthcare situation right now? What do you guys have in terms of insurance?
Nothing.
There is actually one way that Jen could qualify for Medicaid right now, if she got pregnant.
We can't afford having a child right now. And that breaks my heart. Because I was hoping that we would be able to start a family by now.
There are some 470,000 people in Michigan just like the Nagels right now. All of them could get coverage if Michigan says, okay, let's raise the income cap on Medicaid just a little bit. The cutoff for a family of four would go from $23,000 a year to $31,000 a year. And it would start expanding to cover childless adults like the Nagels. But the words Medicaid expansion are synonymous with, say it with me now, Obamacare. Democrats love it. Republicans do not. So politically, we're talking hand-to-hand combat in Lansing right now.
The federal government has offered to fund the expansion at 100%.
This is Ari Adler. He is the press secretary for the Republican Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger. Bolger and other Republicans don't trust that the government is going to hold up their end of the deal. So they have written in a few conditions to this Medicaid expansion. The first, a parachute clause.
So we would need to know that the savings from the program and the reforms that we have done are going to be worth more to the taxpayers than that the funding that they're going to have to kick in.
Let me translate. Under Obamacare, the feds promised to pay 100% of the Medicaid expansion. Over time, they're going to cut that back. They'll just be covering 90%. And Michiganders like you and me have got to kick in the rest. But if you go by what state officials calculate, it is still going to be a good deal. Getting more people on Medicaid is cheaper than subsidizing their expensive emergency care. But Republicans want to be sure. They say the minute Medicaid starts costing Michigan more than it's saving, they are going to boot those 470,000 people off the rolls. Condition number two. If you're not disabled, after 4 years on Medicaid, you have to start kicking in more of your own money. We're talking higher copays, higher deductibles. But the thing is that nobody knows whether the federal government is going to be okay with these conditions. They just might say, no, we're not going to play ball. And if they don't, it could leave people like the Nagels still unable to afford insurance. Turns out later that same day, Todd needs it. Severe chest pains are sending him to the doctor at a low-cost clinic. It turns out a nasty cold had turned into a lung infection. And with no insurance, they decided to skip the ER. They just couldn't afford it. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.